Welcome along. This is the Enthusiasts episode 4 of season 2. Is that right? It is, isn't it? Hi.
Hi.
Season 2, episode 4. It's the other way around, isn't it? So I'm a bit phlegmy today, we are going to talk about man flu.
Yay! Can't talk about colds. It's got to be called man flu, surely.
It is going to be called man flu. So I'm feeling a bit rubbish. So it seems pertinent to talk about it. So what I'd like to do is talk enthusiastically about the upsides of having a cold.
There are many, and it's very topical, and you know, just this everybody seems to have a cold right now, or COVID possibly. Who knows?
We'll just stick to colds. Yeah,
we'll stick to colds. Yeah.
So I was in my deathbed this morning, for I am suffering from man flu, and it's a near-death experience for the males of the species, obviously. Females get a different illness. Oh, am I feeling feverish? I'm not. It is a different illness. That's why it's called man flu. I was lying there going, do you know what? There's loads of benefits, isn't there? So blankets. Have a blanket.
Hot drink. Hot drink. All right. I thought you were going to go to a hot water bottle.
Brilliant.
Hot water bottle. Ideally, one on each foot, because obviously when you've got a cold, your circulation's terrible, and one on your tummy. So you can have a cuddle. Three? Of course three.
Who owns three hot water bottles?
You forget how posh I am. Ooh. Of course I've got three hot water bottles.
That's not very Yorkshire. I thought you'd have to share. You'd have to do shifts. And if there's seven children in the family, the last one is ice cold by the time it gets to them.
Well, no. What we do, you see, in Yorkshire, we're all top to tail in the same bed, and the hot water bottle's in the middle, so our little toes just touch, and then that kind of warms each other up as well.
through radiation. And soup.
What kind of soup, though? Because there's a very specific cold soup that there's the old wives' tale that there's a soup that kind of really, nourishes you. And
chicken soup. Yeah.
Proper homemade chicken soup with proper chicken stock and broth. Mm. But then there's also Heinz tomato soup.
Well, that's what those were my two choices, to be honest. But it was Heinz chicken soup and Heinz tomato soup all day long. Yeah, both brilliant for you on every single level. But I don't think I've ever had a proper chicken broth soup when I've been poorly. I don't think I've had that.
What?
I don't think I have. So
about August, I start making stock, knowing the colds are going to come. September, kids go back to school.
And
I mean, ideally you would make your soup straight away after you've got like a chicken carcass and you've done all of that and it's all there together. But if you haven't got time, just get the stock ready, because using proper chicken stock is really important. And then when you're feeling ill and you just can't be bothered, you can just about peel a potato, a carrot with some tomato, you know, onions, whatever, in a pan with some stock, and hey presto, you've got homemade-ish kind of cheat chicken soup.
Wow.
With all the benefits.
I haven't said this for a while. That has blown my mind. That level of foresight and planning is got to be a mum thing, surely.
Well, it may be, but also I can't bear the thought of tin soup. That is enough to make me ill. That whole jellyfied top bit, and it's not even a proper chicken colour, and all the vegetables look like they've been grown on Sellafield. It's all a bit, the colours are all a bit, you know, technicolour. Like the carrots are not that orange. Peas are not that nuclear green, surely.
No.
So anyway, I thought you were going to say
it's really Yorkshire of you again. It's like, it's not, the chicken carcass isn't Yorkshire finished.
You know, I pin everything down to being from Yorkshire, you know. I mean, I lived there a whole 7 years of my entire life.
Exactly.
Everything goes back to Yorkshire. Yeah, so no, I think chicken soup. I mean, surely, you know, don't want to diss Heinz chicken soup, but there are some really nice kind of soups you can get in containers, aren't there?
There are actually. I know.
I'm sure,
I think, is it Knorr that canard, you know,
they
do like sort of bags.
Thank you for
stuff
that.
Like that. Yeah. They canard. They do bags of soups, which are amazing.
No, I haven't tried one of those.
I've seen big catering packs. He says doing a great big box. It's like doing some rave dancing. They're like 10 litres of soup.
Because I bet that's a really good thing to dish out at the end of an event in the rain.
Yeah, well,
cup of chicken soup.
They will be dishing it out at this event that we're working on tomorrow night. Actually, that's where I've seen them. That they do them. But so and other benefits of having a cold or man flu then fire. Having a fire, even if it's a gas fire, but preferably
a furnace, basically a central heat source that you can go to, and to hell with the consequences. It's going to cost £20 a minute.
Yeah.
Just having that, blasting it out of your body, is just fabulous. You're absolutely right. Just ideally, like standing over it occasionally, just to warm up the backs of your legs and your bum and your hands,
and having your blanket sort of cowled over it as well, so all the warmth circulates.
So that leads me to one fabulous thing about having a cold is the excuse of getting the duvet downstairs onto the sofa. That's like, that's very naughty, isn't it? I mean, come on.
I know. Why is it? Why is it though? We're adults. We should be allowed to take duvets onto the sofa. But it is still a massive treat, isn't it? It's like it's duvet day.
Duvet and also a pillow. Having a pillow on your sofa and a proper duvet on your sofa to snuggle up in, not just like random scatter cushion. No, that's not going to do it when you're ill and you've got like, you need to kind of roll into something and it give you a cuddle. Only that a pillow can do, and a duvet.
Yeah. See, I think we might well have a significant difference of opinion here. I am not a fan of cushions on sofas at all.
You are talking to the wrong girl.
I know.
Holy moly. God.
I saw your words forming a swear, your mouth forming a swear word then until you said moly.
Oh, cushions. Not only am I a bit obsessed with, I've got a cushion for every occasion. Just behind me, I've got a cushion.
Go on, wander off and...
Just a small selection of cushions I just happen to have behind. This one is one that Vicky bought me, and it says "just married on it. It's a Liberty print with a beautiful screen print of a tandem bicycle that, as you know from earlier episodes, I went, beautiful, nice linen back, just an occasional cushion. Now, here's the thing. There are cushions that are just look nice, and there are cushions that you're allowed to actually use. You know about my ornamental thing, don't you? I've told you about this before. When Rob's actually said to me, at one point, you're going to get an ornamental me. Like, So these are just like one particular cushion. And then I've got another cushion just here. I'm just going to grab it really quickly, and then I'll stop talking about the cushions that I have in my office.
I was just going to say, I hope that people can hear me rolling my eyes at you.
You said the word cushions.
I know.
That's my trigger word.
I knew I'd regret it. Yeah, go on.
This is a Devon kind of country scene of a girl walking with yellow wellies, of which I've always owned, chasing a dog, of which I've never owned. But in my other life, this is me just trotting through the countryside, having a lovely time. So when I'm having a bad day, I'll just stare at my cushion and think,
I know, this is
the other me.
There's no husband or children in that image at all. Yeah.
Exactly.
Here I am, just me and my yellow wellies and my dog.
My dog, my random black dog. I don't know what it is. It's like a lab or something. Very cute. Brilliant. Yeah. So no, but then upstairs on the sofa. Oh my gosh. I have. So somebody once said to me, I've never met anybody with as many cushions as you. I was like, what? You literally could not used to get on our sofa if there was that many cushions. So now I've scaled it back and I've got just 6 on each.
It's like, that's the thing. How do you fit people on a sofa when you've got so many cushions on?
I know, but it's that idea of, like, for me, your sofa is your, you know, it's when you get home from
Sofa is an amazing place that you want to sit on and relax, not go.
Yes!
brilliant.
And you want to be submerged in fluff and squidge and coziness and all of these things. And I just think as well, there's just something visually delightful of walking into a room with a sofa and somebody's really carefully considered the cushion choice. I mean, come on.
It's all the demonstration, the arm flourishes that you're doing there is just brilliant as well. Rob isn't a small bloke, is he? He's not short. Am I correct in that assumption? Having never met him. So yeah, I'm 6'6". So Rob walks into a room and just goes, there's nowhere for me to sit. Does he lie on the rug a lot?
No, he's fine. He's fine. We've got very deep sofas.
No, what were you going to say then?
I was going to say.
He is allowed on the sofa.
Of course he is. When he sits on a blanket, if it brings...
As long as you
allowed to sit on the actual sofa, he has to sit on a blanket on the sofa.
As long as he doesn't spill any crumbs on it, he's all right.
I used to have a thing about my carpet. I was even worse about my carpet. And Wendy still talks about 20 years ago when I got this organic. I bought some organic carpet. I don't know what I was thinking. It was very expensive, and it was one of those things where I was like, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but then anybody that walked into my house, I'd watch them walk through the front door and count the paces before they took the shoes off, knowing they were about to step on my organic carpet. And anyway, Wendy still talks about the fact that I used to have this really high-pitched voice that said, "Can you take your shoes off, please?" Sorry,
I was just taking a big mouthful of tea just then. He said that and it nearly went everywhere. Brilliant. I've got to say, hi, Wendy, actually. So Wendy's been listening. She messaged me earlier on. Look at the face. Your face. Hi, Wendy. She was just listening to Humour as she drove through Preston City Centre. She says, Lisa loves travelling with me. Just ask her.
No, I don't.
And this idea, we're going well off subject, but this amused me so much earlier on that I thought I'd have to mention this. Where's my passport? Where's the room key? I've left my phone in the pool again.
Where's my phone? It's in your hand. Where's my phone? I've lost my passport. It's like taking a trip. You go on holiday with your mates because it's like escapism.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Not with my friends, and especially not with Wendy.
Right, so you're the adult in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right.
She's appalling.
I thought this the wrong way around. Oh,
no.
This is even better.
She's just one of these people. My preference is to travel alone. I think we talked about this. Just to think about myself. Obviously, I also like to have the occasional friend's holiday. That sounded really awful.
But every time
I've ever been anywhere with Wendy, we always get in a pickle because she just loses things, money, coats, a head, a phone that's generally in her hand.
Talks to random stuff like that.
She's not travel savvy, I'm afraid. She's travelled a lot, but it doesn't seem to make the hell any difference whatsoever. Anyway,
I love the brief look of horror on your face. Then, as you said, that I've been talking to Wendy, you were like, oh no.
Yeah, well, oh, also that I I don't know what she's going to say to you. She makes it up anyway.
Yeah, obviously. She was saying as well that we need to do an Enthusiasts Uncut. You know, the Saturday night when we're on the wine, we're doing this.
We should do that. We were supposed to do that over the summer, but I was thinking about that this afternoon. We should do that. We should do a nice autumnal. We should do a hoogie one. You know, hoogie. Now that's very cold. That's very very relevant to the whole cold story. Yeah, so, you know, the hoogie thing, the Swedish thing about get your candles out, get a nice blanket, sheepskin slippers on and cozy on down. I mean, they've got it right. They're so geared up for the whole cold thing, aren't they?
But they get actually cold. It's not just...
Well, absolutely. I think that's the thing. They're not scared for them. You know, it's about, wow, great, it's cold. Let's get some fabulous layers on. Let's go dive in that ice water, get out, go put a fire on and warm up. Oh, you know,
we'll have a sauna. Yeah, we'll eat some reindeer.
Yeah.
Drink some mind numbing alcohol out of small shots.
Yeah, salted shark.
Yeah, I was going to say, drink some pickled salted shark or something. Yeah. No, don't. Let's go back onto the nice stuff. Come on, I've lost you.
So the decadence of recreating the bedroom in your front room with the fire blaring, you know, numerous hot water bottles attached to you. But then I was going to talk about clothing when you're ill. There is this thing about you can have a woolly hat on because you've got a cold. In fact, it's like an essential accessory, I think, when you've got a cold. I was amazed that when we started this call, you didn't have some sort of balaclava on or some woolly hat. Because really, if you've got proper man flu, Wayne, that's what you should be
wearing.
Am I not doing
it properly? Oh, right.
No, you need to have the right... You're wearing a T-shirt, for God's sake.
I know, I was just going to say that.
Why are you wearing a T-shirt? Yeah. I've got like a nice flannel... I mean, you know, I'm half-dressed actually, but I've got a flannel shirt on.
Still in your jammies.
Yeah.
Well, all right, enough.
But anyway...
Back to me, not being dressed properly.
Woolly hat. Yeah, woolly hat. Yeah. And then I've never really... Well, okay, right, so the onesie... I had a very big problem with. I thought it was very low end. It just wasn't for me.
Right.
I just couldn't understand why anybody would want to look like a 18-month-old.
Yeah.
And then my sister-in-law, every Easter, she used to dress up in a bunny onesie for the children. I mean, she's also 6 foot, very skinny, tall, very pretty. And she looked fabulous in this onesie. So she's hopping around after my kids. And every year I'd look at her and think, well, you know, if I look like that, I'd probably wear a onesie. Yeah. Anyway, one year she couldn't make it because she moved to South Africa. How dare she? Oh. And the kids are like, Mummy, are you going to do Auntie Rachel? Are you going to dress up in a onesie? And I put it on. I didn't look quite the same, but it felt amazing.
Wow. I love that.
It was like, you know, like people talk about tipping points or like where you can see the crest of a wave and then it rolls backs again. And that was my moment Easter morning about 4 years ago when I donned this onesie. What a feeling.
I had a vision of you when you said that tipping point and on the wave, you were on a surfboard in your onesie almost. This is the most amazing thing ever. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was screaming, kids, I know what it's all about now.
Exactly, yeah, I am a convert to the onesie. So are you now saying, have you got a variety of onesies?
No,
or is it
I haven't
just
got any at all. I wouldn't really buy one, but I quite liked the idea of it. But anyway, going back to sort of, yeah, so onesies, I think they're acceptable. Yeah. Woolly hats, but also like really cozy, like layers and layers of cozy, snuggly, like maybe a hoodie inside with the hood up.
I was going to say that'd be okay as well. Hoodies. Yeah, I've got a couple of hoodies that are good for that purpose. Go on.
And something else. Right. Ooh. So these are essential. These are, I think, the most important gear to wear along with your woolly hat.
Fingerless gloves.
Look at this. I can still do stuff. I can still make a cup of tea. I can still, you know, get my pillow.
Yeah.
Type. Play on
Sorry,
my phone.
That's what you're doing then. Yeah. Type. Yeah. Play games on my phone. Yeah.
Yeah. But the important thing is the palms of my hands and my wrists are really warm.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are they so close? They were just right there, weren't they? No, no, they were so...
Oh, well, I just have them... You mean, why were they to hand?
Yeah.
Well, my mum made them for me, and they are a thing of beauty.
They're amazing.
I should put a picture on afterwards, because they are beautiful. But they're just to keep my hands warm. Just in the winter, I just have them next to my desk, because they're just... Well, they're pretty to look at, but also...
Yeah, all right. So they just remain there. But, all right. The littler of my two sisters needed me a pair of socks out of... It wasn't the most pleasant colour, this green wool that she used, but oh my goodness, are they the most amazing things I've ever put on my feet?
Socks. Yeah.
So Oh, socks. And
so they would be proper, really nice, woolly socks, hand-knitted socks. Oh, how fabulous, absolutely. You lucky thing.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. They are. I think they have a warmth quality that you just can't recreate with anything else.
No, but although that's sometimes I have found myself sat with one sock on and one sock off because it gets too hot.
And then you take both socks off?
No, because then it just seems to release a bit of body temperature. And then, because I don't want to, the snugness is such that I want to leave one on. It's like, oh, it's the most amazing feeling, but I'm too hot. So I'll just take one off, and then there's a nice balance. It's almost like one foot's too cold and one foot's too hot. It's like averages, doesn't it? What?
No, it makes no sense whatsoever.
I am glad. I think is that the first time that's happened this way round?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. There's many times when I've no idea what they're about. But this,
do you know, but what's running through my head that I think might be a way around this? What you could
Coalless
do.
Socks.
You could cut off the toes. So, and what you could do is adapt them so that when you get a bit hot, you flip open the toes, right? Just to let ventilation. And then when it gets a bit, you know, all comfortable again, you just put a popper over the top. Maybe I could invent something. Like you could have like a popper over the top and then close them back again.
I'll get Lana, knit us some new socks as described by Lisa. I don't want to damage the existing ones because obviously you can't just lop the end off, can you? It doesn't work that
way
because they unravel and all that sort of gubbins. Yeah.
Yes, it's not. It's really not.
No, do not do that, Wayne. Silly. Snugness. So we're talking snugness. That's led me on to Lemsip.
No. That is enough. So I don't get colds. Generally speaking, I'm not a coldy person. I'm just, and I have a, are you ready for that? I'm a bit cynical when it comes to when people say I've got a cold, I just sort of think, okay, I'm not very sympathetic.
I get what you mean. I have friends and particularly a lot of ex-colleagues who are in that camp. Just like, well, what are you talking about? Just get on with it.
Yeah. I do think there are colds, just to clarify. I do think there are times when you feel like when you've got like a proper flu-y high temperature and you're floored and you've got no energy. I mean, I completely get that. I do. Yeah. I think that's real, but I do think there's times when people go, oh, I've got a headache, I've got a snuffly nose, I've got this. That's just life. Just get on with it. You know, I, there's a few people I know who will remain nameless, and literally I'll say, how are you doing? And they go, oh, and I'm like, no, I don't really care. I'm not actually asking you.
Oh, dear,
you know,
I'm a death star, Lisa. Make me some chicken broth.
I was it's just like this thing where I am a bit stupid with it in that once I was really poorly and then I couldn't actually speak, but I'd trained for the Manchester Half Marathon and I was doing it and I was pumped full of antibiotics. I'll never do it again. So I've learned my lesson and I'm not condoning this at all. It's really stupid. But because of my I don't believe in colds thing, but I did actually transpire to have something quite wrong with me. So I'm pumped full of, and I swear to God, the first 7 miles, I did it. Of course I did. Turned up, did it. The first 7 miles, I felt like I was having like an out of body experience.
Yeah.
I was just bouncing around because I was so drugged up. But yeah, nothing would make me want Lemsip. There's no illness enough to make me want Lemsip.
My husband,
on the other hand, he's got a constant drip on it. He thinks it's lovely.
Yeah, exactly. I do as well. I love it. Yeah, love them. Just cool enough. Seven sugars, something like that. Stick a bit. That might be the key. It's just sugar. It's just thick sugar in it. Well, what's your take on a hot toddy then? Do you like that?
No, I don't. When I don't feel well, I just have hot water. Mm-hmm. Just hot water. I won't even have tea because it's sort of like, I think, well, if it's got milk in it, that's not good. And green tea is probably quite good, or mint tea, that sort of feels a bit medicinal, doesn't it? I don't know. I don't really know.
Okay.
No, Lemsip's not. And no. I
I'm looking out the window now.
I've just had 3 liters of it today.
Yeah, no, I have that. I did have some of the tablets. Is that what you're going to say next?
Yeah, so that's the only way I can consume Lemsip. It's just too bad for words for me. It's not good.
Hot water and soup.
But when you've got like a real cold, and you have to leave the house, it is awful, isn't it? When it hits the back of your throat, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah. So again, clothing is key, isn't it? It's all about snuggling. And also, the other good thing about having a cold is just like, it's actually really like you're forced to stop, aren't you? You're forced to sort of
relax.
Do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Relax. Yeah. And, I think that's been and not feel guilty about it.
No, I quite like that today. Just doing that for a change and not having my head buzzing full of loads of worky stuff as well. Which is a good indication that I'm unwell on some level today for that reason. Is just, you know, I haven't had any motivation to do anything.
That's your body's way. That's kind of like your body and mind working in unison, isn't it? Saying actually what you need to do right now is stop and do nothing and refuel and nourish yourself, and then you'll be good to go. And you will, absolutely. That's the only way you can do it,
exactly. I think. Exactly. Well, there was something else, but yeah, go. Sorry, go. You went.
I wasn't going to say. I had
something else. I was like, I've got to mention that when I talk about cold. I can't remember what it was.
Lemsip.
Blankets are done. Clothing.
Blankets.
Done. Like, yeah, clothing. I think it was probably duvets and stuff. And that was the
thing. And also about being a bit lazy and not being lazy, obviously recovering. Another nice thing about having a cold is a good excuse to watch really long, brilliant films that you can only really watch in the day. You know, like a good black and white film.
I am because I'm westerns.
Westerns
is where I go. Not any other time I wouldn't do. And I know I've got a few friends who'll probably be listening to this. They'll be going bonkers at me because they love them. But yeah, normally good. Some Clint Eastwood back in the day, John Wayne.
Yeah,
like
a 1950s something with Audrey Hepburn in for me.
Oh yeah,
you know, or my favorite. I've got. For winter, when I'm wrapping presents, one of my favourite things to do from sort of like the 1st of December, because obviously Christmas doesn't start until then, is to watch Holiday Inn with who's in it? I'm going to do that thing, aren't I?
Is it James Stewart?
No, Fred Astaire.
Oh, right, okay, right, yeah.
Holiday Inn. And White Christmas is what I was thinking about as well. And it's basically the same story. And it's just lovely and cozy. And oh, it's lovely.
But
it just makes you feel better in black. I think black and white, a black and white film is got restorative qualities.
Whereas I've been watching The Chase and stuff on Dave today. Yeah, look.
Well, I suppose that's like the modern day equivalent, isn't it? Dave, channel.
Mind-numbing TV, yeah.
Or what's it called? Where they go and like houses under the hammer. That's another great one to watch.
Yeah.
That's brilliant when you're unwell because you're like, oh, I've got to find out what an appalling mess they make of this house. Oh,
and how much money they're going to spend on this that they bought for $16,000 in Barnsley.
Yes.
And it's got a wall missing.
And it's, do you know, just colds, just kids with colds, it's trying to teach my kids about, like, if you've got a cold, you need to have tissue on hand. Why is it there's just like a constant stream?
Like,
you sort of have to follow them around with a saucepan trying to catch it.
Gross, massive bubbles of it. And be like, that's why I'm now ill, because you've done all that.
your little dirty grub.
Yeah, exactly. as was the case. Oh, Daddy, I need a cuddle. I don't feel well. Brilliant. And that's me infected. That's how it works, isn't it?
You're going to be over generous with these germs. I can see it coming.
Yeah, exactly. Just not smeared down your cheek. Thanks.
Oh, well,
much as we love our kids, that's it. Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Not good.
Should we leave it there?
I think we should.
I think we're coming up to half an hour.
And surely you need another Lem sip. I would suggest putting some more clothes on as well.
I need a nap, I think. Tip. Set fire to something as well. That'd be a good idea.
Always.
Not always, yeah. That has been, we never talked about tissues, did we? That was the other one. Balsam tissues, Kleenex.
Oh, yeah, tissues, cotton versus, disposable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe another day.
Maybe another episode, yeah. So that was season 2, episode 4 of The Enthusiasts. It'll probably be called Man Flu, won't it? Yeah, rather than cold. We'll be back soon. Give us a like and a subscribe and all that gubbins.